Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice!
There are two types of people in Hollywood. The first type are the people who wait and expect to be discovered by this illusional casting director or producer. Then there's the type that doesn't wait on anyone and takes matters into their own hands. Which type are you? I'll tell you one thing. If you're the waiting on Hollywood type, you'll never be a guest on this show. Not Hustle and Shuffle with Motown Maurice. But if you're a real go-getter and you believe in the power of writing, creating, and producing your own material, then you're no type. You are the creator of Cop Shows Anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, the one who lives by the motto, there are no accidents, the versatile, the accomplished, Aaron Elkins. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
Thank you so much, Motown.
Oh, thank you. So versatile and accomplished. I am so blessed to have you on this show. I'm excited to talk to you. Let's get this popping. How are you feeling today?
I am fantastic. I feel like a little kid about to open up her Christmas presents. How are you?
I am fine and fabulous. Thank you. Well, happy Merry Christmas in advance. This is your early Christmas gift.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I want to talk to you. I am so, you know, I feel like I'm talking to my own kind when I meet somebody that takes matters into their own hands, don't wait on Hollywood and say, look, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to wait on anybody. This is my vision. This is my passion. And you are that type of person. So we're like, we're of the same species right now. So I got to talk to you. Tell me about how this began and how this passion of yours from childhood grew into creations that you're putting together right now. Talk to me. Take me back to childhood, please.
Absolutely, Motown. Well, my love of television began as a child. I remember coming home from school and watching episodes of I Love Lucy and just laughing my head off. And of course that continued through my teen years when I would watch soap operas. And then it also continued into my adult life. And looking back, and even now when I watch television and films and stuff, the thing that just keeps me returning to that is just the creative story, you know, the ability that a writer can create something that's so engaging and compels a viewer, you know, to just watch and keep coming back for more. So in addition to being someone who appreciates, you know, good writing, it also helped me to develop my own passion for writing.
Yes, yes, because it takes, you know, writing is is an area where I write on my own, but I'm not like pursuing being a writer, you know, in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it takes passion, dedication, and discipline, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, and you definitely have all that. So what are some of the sources that you used to develop your writing skills? I mean, did you go to school for writing? Were you a part of any public access programs in any of your neighborhoods?
It's a combination of those things. I always wrote growing up, especially in school, you know, whether it was an English, you know, a paper for like English class or, you know, things like that. But in early adulthood, I decided to stop talking about it and stop mm-hmm. dreaming about it and actually do something about it. So mm-hmm. when I was living in Chicago at the time, I mm-hmm. registered for an editing class at a local mm-hmm. cable access network. Mm-hmm. And I was just smitten. I just fell in love with the creative process. And I realized that there was something there. You know, I started working on a project, and then 10 hours later, I was still working on it, and as happy as ever, you know. So I was just like, okay, there's something here. And so I just continued. I also began networking. And I did that not only to, you know, get my name out there, but it's very useful to speak with other people who are also doing what you want to do. It's good to learn from them, get their input, get ideas. And as I'm sure you know, you never know who you're talking to. It may be somebody that you'll be working with down the road. It may be mm-hmm. somebody that you hire. It may be somebody that hires you. So you just never know.
That is so true. And it is so true. And there's no way I can question you as a writer, because when I read in your bio that you took part of your spare time to volunteer and teach people how to read and write in a volunteer
yeah.
program, that right there sold it for me. I was like, wow, I have yet to meet somebody, you know, that has done that. Of course, there are other people out there, but that right there proves your passion for writing. How was that experience?
Motown, I have to tell you, it was the most humbling and most amazing experience all in one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very good friends to this day, actually, with my very first student. And the thing that just really stays with me, even as I speak with you now, is the things that we take for granted, whether mm-hmm. it's reading a paper or, you know, just little things that you wouldn't even think of. There mm-hmm. are hundreds, if not thousands, of people
mm-hmm.
who can't do that. You know, mm-hmm. I remember one time myself and the young lady that I was tutoring, we had an opportunity to speak in front of the Literacy of Volunteers of America board. And
mm-hmm.
she was just, you know, so excited that she was in the program and receiving training. And I just want to add this, not to get off track, but, you know, just because someone is illiterate does
mm-hmm.
not mean that they're ignorant. You know, mm-hmm. I've been blessed to meet people who have raised families, who
mm-hmm.
have run their own businesses and run households. And
mm-hmm.
so anyway, when she was talking, she's just like, oh, I'm so excited because one day I went to the grocery store and I was buying some paper towels, and I was so excited because I could read some of the words that were printed on the paper towel. And Motel, that just stopped me right
mm.
in my tracks. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Because if you think about it, when you go to the grocery store, it's just like, yeah, yeah, I need this, I need that, whatever. But
mm-hmm.
here was somebody who was just so grateful and appreciative for that. And so I'm so glad that I had that experience and I was able not only to give back, but I received so much from, you know, all of the wonderful adults that I got to tutor. It was just a wonderful experience.
Yeah. And I was just going to ask you again for verification. I mean, you were tutoring adults, not
mm-hmm.
kids, or were you tutoring a kid also?
No, these were adults. And in
wow.
all cases, they were older than me, some of them old enough even to be like my parents, you know.
Wow.
And it was just, intelligence is a very interesting thing. It's not something tangible, you know, where some people have book knowledge, other people have street knowledge, other people, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things where it was just, I can only describe it as amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you also just said, described it as a humbling experience. Being a part of something like that can't help but change a person, no matter who you are. I'm sure it changed
yes.
you in some ways.
It did. It helped me to put things in perspective. And even as we speak now, it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, sometimes it can be easy for one to allow themselves to be disappointed about something or get upset about something. And then, you know, when I look back at my time there, it was just, like I said, it was just very humbling, you know, and to see someone have a sense of pride because they can write and spell their own name, or
mm-hmm.
they can, you know, read their grandchildren books. I mean, it's just, it's wonderful. You can't buy that. You know what I mean? It's just something that you have to experience.
Yeah. So would you do that again, and would you recommend that someone else be a part of a literacy program where you volunteer like that?
Absolutely and absolutely. In fact, I've looked into it off and on when I moved out here to California, and right now my schedule doesn't allow it. But to anyone listening, if you have considered doing it, please do, because there are many, many adults out there that are on waiting lists throughout the country, you know, and they're being told, you know, thank you so much for your interest, but, you know, we don't have enough tutors. When we do, we'll get back to you. So if you're interested in doing it, you know, please call your local library. You know, you can call, you know, an LVA chapter to see if they have openings, but most definitely.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, because, you know, whoever listens and takes that advice can be a gift to someone else. And could possibly provide an early Christmas gift for someone else who needs to know how to read and write.
Exactly.
So, yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. I got Aaron Elkins on the line, the talented and versatile. She's a creator, she's a producer, she's a writer, and she's about to tell us about her latest project, Cop Shows Anonymous. I am so excited about that. You have casted one of my good friends, Chuck Erickson.
That's
on
right.
The yes. And Chuck is a great guy, and we stay connected. We're always updating each other. But the show itself is genius, and you got to tell me, what inspired Cop Shows Anonymous?
Well, thank you, Motown, for those wonderful words and that great introduction. Cop Shows Anonymous is about the 12-step journey of four characters coming to terms with their repetitive, cookie-cutter existence in the realm of cop dramas. Mm-hmm. And this web series came into existence for a few reasons. First of all, I am a huge Law and Order fan. I have been for a number of years, and I'm known to, whenever I'm at a friend or family's house, if they've got cable and there's a Law and Order marathon on, I'm right in front of the television for like 6 hours straight watching it. And also during my time here in California, I spent some time doing in front of the camera work, a little bit of acting. And it had always been a dream of mine to be cast as a district attorney on Law and Order. Well, and just like you mentioned in your intro, instead of waiting around, I decided last year to take some time off from acting to get more training under my belt. But during that time, I also wanted to stay busy creatively. So I thought to myself, well, instead of waiting to be cast as a district attorney, why don't you create something and cast yourself?
All
so
right.
That's how Cop Shows Anonymous came about. And I just want to mention, you had also mentioned that, you know, Chuck Erickson, not only is he a good friend of yours, but he is a part of Cop Shows Anonymous. And just real quick, I just want to give acknowledgement / shout out to all of my wonderful cast and crew members who continuously helped to make Cop Shows Anonymous just successful. I couldn't do it without them. So I just want to acknowledge actor Michael Bravo, who plays Danny the cop, actress Tracy Ann Chappell, who portrays Laura the victim, Karen Zumsteg, who portrays Christine, the 12-step consultant, Chuck Erickson, who portrays Eugene, the bad guy. Myself, exactly. Myself, who plays Rebecca, the district attorney. Andre Johnson, who plays Stephen Wolf, the 12-step consultant. And now I'm switching over to the wonderful individuals behind the camera. There's Lisa Savage, who we refer to as Lisa. She is our amazing director, cinematographer, and editor, and she always calls me and Cop Shows Anonymous higher, so we're very grateful to have her.
Mm-hmm.
We have Amber Washington, who's our on-set photographer, Gary Levin, who did original composing for Webisode 5, where we had like a musical video element, and Dan Walks, who just recently joined us as a narrator. and Martin Szymanski, who was very generous in providing location and furnishings for many of our webisodes. And last but not least, Miss Buffy Bacon, who I sometimes refer to as Queen Bee, because her role, she wears so many hats. And she does it with such humility and such excellence that I learn from her every day, whether it's being an assistant director, a fill-in for Laura the Victim, and just an overall great addition to the team. So those are the individuals that make this wonderful web series, Cop Shows Anonymous, happen.
Let's give it up for your cast and crew. Give it up.
Woo-hoo!
Wow.
I'm all about giving my team members props. You know, you can't, one thing, you know, I've learned, you can't do this stuff by yourself. So, you know, you got to give your people props.
Yes, yes, yes. And I love it. I love it. Just the energy of, you know, behind you mentioning the names, and the names sound so, they sound so, such like a great team. So, wow, wow, wow. Give it up for your props. I got to slide my name into that list one of these days. You know, how do I how do I put my name into the basket? You know?
You're part of that. You're part of that now, of course, because you're helping tell the masses about Cop Shows Anonymous. So, last but not least, the very talented, the very witty and intelligent Motown Maurice.
So there you go. I like that. I like that. Thank you very much for that. It sounds, it sounds like you're getting the best of both worlds. You're writing, you're producing, you got a little Spike Lee, Tyler Perry thing going on. You know, you played a role at both sides, and that just sounds like a wonderful thing. Is that what you're doing?
You know what? I never thought about it that way, and thank you so much for putting me in the category with those two great talents, Mercy. But yeah, I can honestly say I'm having a blast. I mean, this venture just brings me so much joy, and one of the things that I appreciate about it is, and I'm not saying this from like an ego standpoint, but there's something really amazing about creating something. I'm not a parent yet, but I liken this to when someone has a child, you know, and sometimes I do refer to this web series as my child, but, you know, it starts out, okay, this is my baby, but then you see it grow, and you see it talk, and you see it walk, and for anyone out there listening who's not familiar with Cop Shows Anonymous, one of the things that I'm just so excited about is we recently wrapped up our season finale, which is step six of the 12 steps called acceptance. But what's so awesome about this, and it's just so awesome, is if you go back to the very, very, very first promo that I think aired in, what was it, maybe March of this year, and you watch all of the episodes, or webisodes, excuse me, up until now, you'll see a progression. You'll see, you know, just improvement in quality just overall. And it's so fascinating not only to watch that, but just to be a part of it, you know. And I'm just so grateful for that opportunity.
It's a great thing to be a part of. And it's like it's your baby initially, but then you start to get in some foster parents, some godparents. And that's who you're...
So
that's who your cast and your team are, because they become invested into it, and it's a wonderful thing. I always do the comparison when I create. I always do the comparison to giving birth. I have yet to give birth, and I don't think I ever will. But
well, let me
know
when you do.
Like.
Gotcha.
I know, right? So wow. But let's get inside the nitty gritty of Cop Shows Anonymous. So basically, it's a cliche of real cop shows that are out there, and it makes fun of the different type of characters, correct?
Exactly. When I was coming up with this, you know, they always say in writer circles, write what you know. So originally when I'm just like, oh, well, I'll cast myself as a district attorney, I found myself getting close to like this wall where it's just like, well, I don't know all of the legal and, you know, law enforcement technical terms. And I kind of felt myself getting a little discouraged, but then I was just like, okay, let's stop right there. write what you do know. And mm-hmm. I love parodies. I just love that thought, and I mean this in a nice entertainment way, but I love the idea of giving a viewer or the audience credit. You know what I mean? I love giving them, you know, acknowledging that they have a brain and, like, they mm-hmm. recognize that something's happening over and over again and mm-hmm. spoofing that. So mm-hmm. when coming up with Cop Shows Anonymous, I'm just like, well, there's so many cop dramas on the air. You know what I mean? You can't turn on network television or cable and there's not, you know, something. And that's mm-hmm. the same with other genres as well. So it's just like, well, if people are sick and tired of seeing all of these same cop shows, and I mean, it is a fact. If you read various blogs, you know, and that's where I get some of the inspiration for some of the writing. I read some mm-hmm. of the comments that these people make, and they're just funny. But anyway, it I thought to myself, well, what if we looked at how these characters feel? You know what I mean? Like, these are individuals who are helpless, you know, mm-hmm. over, you know, casting directors and networks and writers. How do you think they feel? If you think it's bad for you turning on the television, what about them? So that's how that idea came about. And, of course, with it being the web, making them short and sweet little nuggets, anywhere mm-hmm. from 5 to 8 minutes, mm-hmm. You're able to keep people's attention without boring them and, you know, hopefully engaging them to want to come back for more.
Yes, that is so exciting. And you know what? I always knew there was a lot of, like, law-related shows out there, but upon mm-hmm. getting ready for this interview, I'm like, man, there is a lot of law shows. There's Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Law & Order LA, Criminal Intent, Trial by Jury. And they got some versions coming out next year, Law & Order Zimbabwe, Law & Order Somalia and Japan. They take it international around the world. It's crazy.
Exactly.
So you have.
Go ahead. It's so interesting, Motown, that you mentioned just the international aspect. I too read not too long ago, you know, cop procedurals are very, very popular, especially in Europe. I've read somewhere where, like, in England, like, they love watching CSI. So there's something about, you know, this genre that mm-hmm. really piques people's interest, whether they feel like, you know, the TV waves are, like, flooded with them or not. Like, people like watching these type of shows.
Wow. Yep. They like it. It just as you said, it's just something about solving the mystery as the show goes along. Because I remember I have a roommate, she used to love watching those shows also. And as it's going along, she's, like, trying to figure out, you think so-and-so did it? I don't think it was so-and-so. It was so-and-so.
Exactly.
It's a funny thing. It's a funny thing. And you can never run out of ideas, because they take ideas from real life and it's all recycled. I mean, you can,
exactly.
I'm sure, have you spoofed the, what is the girl's name that, Casey Anderson, is that it? Casey Anderson, have you spoofed that yet? Because you know there's a spoof of that coming soon.
No, I didn't know about that.
Well, I mean, I'm just assuming there more than likely there will be. You know, whether she does a Lifetime movie or
uh-huh.
not. You know, she's gonna. You know, she's in a position where she needs money, so she might have signed over for a movie. But I'm sure if she does or not, Law & Order is gonna do a spoof. They might not use her name, but
right,
they'll do something.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
Yes, there's so much material there, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Were you ever a fan of, it's not exactly Law and Order, but it was kind of in the family on a hood spinoff for HBO. What is it called? The Wire? Were you ever a fan of that?
Yes. Yes.
That,
oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of those shows, no, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Go. It's you. It's all you.
No, some of those shows, like The Wire, oh my gosh, Homicide, Life on the Street, The Shield, mm-hmm. like, they just have like, this gritty aspect. But again, and I think I had spoken with you earlier about this, you know, there's so many elements to making, you know, for a television show or series to be successful, you know,
mm-hmm.
but, like, when there is a good story, it just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. So, like, those shows that we were talking about, there's just there's just a good story there. And plus, too, when an audience can relate to something, you've got them. You know what I mean? And, like, some of those shows, like, they were shot in Baltimore or whatever, you know, there's a huge, you know, fan base there because it's like, oh, okay, this is my city. You're representing it. So that's just what's so great about creating something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you can, you know, find some sort of nugget where people just like, ah, I get it. I can relate to that. You know, thank you. Then, you know, it's all good.
Could you describe what your audience looks like, or do you have an idea what your audience may be like? Are they like stay-at-home moms, or I don't know?
I don't know what they look like. I will say this: if you are a Cop Shows Anonymous audience member, thank you, regardless of what you look like, because that doesn't matter. But when I was creating this, I actually had individuals who watch a lot of television, specifically cop shows, but just those who are very current on the TV scene, and they participate in blogs, and they comment on shows being renewed or canceled or things like that, because, and again, that's one of the things that I love about parodies, you know, even though they are funny and that there's sarcasm there, it's also recognition that, okay, you're an intelligent viewer, you know what time it is, I'm creating this so you can get a chuckle too, that type of thing. So that's who I envision my audience, you know, is, excuse me, Cop Shows Anonymous is. But, I mean, I'm certainly not going to tell, you know, a very dedicated, hardworking stay-at-home mom, oh, well, you can't watch. You know what I mean? It's just like, great, you know, tell your friends. But, I mean, I guess if I could step outside of that box, you know, Cop Shows Anonymous is for anyone who appreciates parody, anyone who appreciates just kind of making light of the heavy stuff. I remember some years back, I dated a guy who said, you know what, Aaron, sometimes you just have to step back and just laugh at yourself.
Exactly.
And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh. So you mean don't take yourself too seriously? He's like, absolutely. And, you know, I definitely appreciate and respect, you know, the need for, you know, 12-step programs, therapy. You know, I am not in any way poking fun or bashing that. But sometimes, you know, life can get heavy for any one of us on any given days. And sometimes it's just nice just to have a nice outlet where you're just poking fun at it. You know what I mean? Just because sometimes you just have to have a good laugh.
Exactly.
That's part of the element, too. Not taking yourself too seriously.
On that note, can we share a laugh together right now? I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. I got the wonderful and funny and creative Aaron Elkins on the line. Aaron, as we come to a close, I want you to take this moment to mention your website, tell them how to find you, and I want you to also talk to that individual, that inspiring writer who needs that information, who is hesitating on taking the next step, but you are the source to give them the boost. Talk to that person and let them know how they can find you.
Absolutely, Motown. If you're interested in learning more about Cop Shows Anonymous, please visit our website at copshowsanonymous.com. Again, that's copshowsanonymous.com. And to anyone listening out there, if you are an up-and-coming writer, a wannabe writer, an up-and-coming or wannabe filmmaker, I have three words for you. Nike came up with it first, so I'll give them their props. Just do it. You know, just do it. And one thing that I've definitely learned, you know, yes, Los Angeles, Hollywood is a great place to be. I love it here. But if you're not in California, that doesn't mean that you can't do it also. You can write wherever. You can purchase a wonderful, you know, high-definition camera for under $150 anywhere. Just do it. And with wonderful social media engines out there, especially YouTube, which Cop Shows Anonymous has a channel on, it's an open invitation to create. So to sum it up, and I'll say it one more time, just do it. The world is yours.
Just do it. The world is yours. I love it. You know, as we come to a close, I can't end this show without you saying your motto. We can't do that.
Oh,
come on now.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, I have a motto, and it's there are no accidents. And what I mean by that is, and it's also coupled with the word or the answer no may not be no. It may just be not yet. So if there's anybody out there listening that wants to get started, you know, in their creative endeavor and they feel stuck or, you know, they're going down a different path, just remember, you know, there are no accidents. You know, and everything that you're doing, everything that you have done and everything that you're doing now is leading you up to where you want to be.
There are no accidents. You heard it from her herself, Erin Elkins. Erin, thank you so much for being on the show. What an inspiration. I want to go and write my own web series right now. Thank you so thank you so much. I'm going to study me some Law and Order. You know what? Next time there's a Law and Order marathon, holler at me. I'm going to join
you. Most definitely. You got it. And Motown, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. I had a blast.
Oh, absolutely. Just the first of many more. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we will stay connected. Big ups to Chuck Erickson for helping make this happen. Thank you so much,
Woo-hoo!
Chuck. That's my man. So much to talk about. Chuck is doing great. Can't wait to get some updates on him also. But we're about to close out. Say that website one more time, if you don't mind.
CopShowsAnonymous.com. You can learn more about our current webisodes, former webisodes, and you can also learn more about our awesome cast and crew.
Awesome cast and crew. Yes, yes. Give it up one more time for the awesome cast and crew. They're just so awesome. I got to go because we've run out of time, but I know I've had you talk so much, but can you answer one more question for me, please? Just one more.
Absolutely.
Okay. Erin Elkins, would you happen to know who's the future of late night television?
Well, yes, sir, I do. Without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Motown Maurice.
And that's me. Yes, yes, yes. Woo-hoo! That is the right answer. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much. Thank you for being an inspiration. Thank you for providing the audience and my guests of today the boost that they need so they can just do it because there are no accidents. Erin, thank you again. Until next time, we will be in touch. Be blessed, all right?
Sounds great, Motown. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, 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 you heard it from her herself. There are no accidents. Just do it. Take matters into your own hands. This is your life. This is your baby. This is your destiny. Create and share the creation with a wonderful cast and crew, just like Erin is doing. That's it. You got to share. You can't keep it all to yourself. Such a wonderful thing. Let's make sure you check out Cop Shows Anonymous. It's a beautiful project. It's funny. It's a parody. Who doesn't like parody? This is Motown Maurice. Check me out at MotownMaurice.com. Once again, MotownMaurice.com, where you can find out more information about the quest of a late night talk show host. Everybody have a great weekend. Be blessed. Until next time, there are no accidents.